What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Rockaholics, have you ever hooked up with a friend's partner? Or has your friend ever hooked up with someone you were with?
Ooh, saucy.
Spicy. Very spicy. 206-803-ROCK. I guess I'm curious to know if this means that They are exes, or if they'd hook up when they're together. I'm confused because it says this recent survey says 1 in 5 men would happily sleep with their best friend's girlfriend given the chance.
Well, it didn't say ex girlfriend. It said girlfriend.
So that means like you just go there.
I do not understand that. That seems so. I'm an idiot in many ways, but when it comes to my friends, like I would never think. Honestly, I'm the type of person when the relationship ends, in my eyes, that person is also just, they're dead to me.
Not in a mean way.
Like if I ran into them at a store or something or a game and they said hi, I'm not going to be like, go F yourself.
Yeah.
But like the relationship that we had is gone. Like the reason why I was friends with you is because you were dating my buddy.
For sure.
And then when that's over, then our relationship is over as well.
It says that 12% of men would stay in touch with their friend's girlfriend after the breakup in hopes of seducing the girl themselves.
Oh, absolutely. That's the hope. So, you know, I think maybe part of me is like, because I remember in college, and looking back on it, it's not the end. I can't be as upset as I was, but in college, you get upset over stupid stuff. And my buddy hooked up with my ex-girlfriend soon after we broke up. And I saw them going into we were having a party and she showed up and then I saw them going into his room and I lost my mind. I punched the refrigerator, nearly broke my hand.
Oh,
and I had my buddies all holding me back, trying to get into the room to fight him. I was a drunken idiot. And I think that was the moment where I realized I'm never going to do that to somebody, you know, because I was like, you're my homie. Yeah. I know that we're not together anymore, but we literally just broke up. And now here you are just like hooking up with her.
Do you have many Eskimo brothers?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I don't really ask, like, hey, did you hook up with this person too? I never really cared about that in that sense. Like,
well, yeah, fraternity life, you know, I'm
do
sure.
Do you have Eskimo sisters?
I have a couple Eskimo sisters.
Do you compare notes?
Yeah.
has there ever been notes that were so far off? Like, you're like, wait a second. No, he was way more awesome to me than you're making it out to be.
Oh, this is going to sound so shallow, but it's really like it's not nice things.
Okay.
Like comparing notes, it's not nice things.
So you're both just trashing him.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Not like, wow, that was so amazing. It was like the opposite.
Okay, he wasn't a stallion. You're not saying
no,
that.
No. There was no stallion experience with my friends.
So I remember one time, back in the days of my partying days, like in my buddy Brian and I were good buds, and his girlfriend became good buds with me as well. And we went out to like some rave, and he was working nights, so he couldn't go with us. He's like, yeah, go, you two go together. I was like, great. So like we ended up hugging. Nothing bad. But like, because we were just on a different plane, you know, we were just partying a lot. I remember we both went back. We were like, we're so sorry. We hugged. He's like, okay. Like, that was my mindset. Like, I didn't even want to like high five my friend's significant other.
You crossed the line with that hug, Steve.
Well, I know that's a silly story. But like, that was my mindset of like, I never want to even like think like that, because I feel like that's just like the ultimate violation of someone's trust. Like, that's your homie. And you're pining for their girl. There's a million girls or a million guys out there. You can find somebody else.
206-803-ROCK. We're asking if you have ever hooked up with a friend's partner, or has your friend ever hooked up with someone that you were with? There is a statistic that is nice to hear. 52% of the men polled said that they would never even consider sleeping with their best mate's girl.
No.
I mean, you just got to know, like, that friendship is probably over. So it better be really worth it for you.
Someone said, I'm 30. This came in via text at 206-803-ROCK. I'm 34 now, but I had a conversation with my high school ex, and she told me that she slept with my brother. And then I later found out my best friend banged her as well. But he didn't know she and I used to date. That's from Chris in Tacoma.
That's a love triangle. Maybe a love trapezoid. I don't know.
Someone said, I worked at a plumbing shop where everyone had sex with the dispatcher. Nobody knew until she got fired a year later. LOL.
LOL. Jared in Spanaway, you're hooking up with your friend's ex currently?
Yes, actually. But before you take back, I got to ask the question.
Oh, God.
Yes.
So my best friend passed away 4 or 5 months ago.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And that's a whole different conversation. Absolutely. You're right.
Yes. And of course, his longtime girlfriend, who I'm also close friends with, I've been helping her through the process of course, his death. And we've caught feelings for each other.
Which I think that's very understandable. I mean, you are dealing with something that is very personal, and I can imagine, not in a sexual way, but that's a very intimate relationship that you're building just because of the heaviness of what you're going through.
Right. The problem I'm worried about, of course, you know, I've always planned to take care of her because
that's your dude.
My best friend, right? But at the same time, like, I'm afraid of being trauma bonded to this person and it not working out.
Oh.
And then it all goes sour and I then feel like I've messed over my friend.
Have either you or the gal involved done any sort of like grief counseling or grief therapy?
A little bit.
You know, I never thought of it from that perspective. Like, your fear is like, okay, if it doesn't work out, then you're breaking her heart in a roundabout way. That you're letting your buddy down who's no longer with you because you're hurting someone that he cared about. But I wouldn't, I mean, I think about that sometimes where I'm like, I would want my significant other, like if I passed, I would want like Sid to be with someone that's going to be good to her. And I have some good friends. And of course you don't want to have that conversation with your buddy. Like, hey, look, if I kicked a bucket, would you like swoop in and like talk to my lady? Like, you know,
right.
You don't think about that, but I don't think what you're doing is at all wrong or at all bad or anything like that. And I wouldn't be too worried about what if it doesn't work out, because what if it does work out? Like, you don't know, you know, until you, like, you get into that relationship. And if it doesn't work out, you hope that you're both mature enough to be like, look, it didn't work out. And that's a bummer. Like, we gave it our best effort. And it was during a really weird time. But if I was your homie, I mean, of course, you can't have that conversation with him now because he's no longer with you. But like, I would think that he would have your back in this situation.
I agree. I think he would want both of you guys to be happy, and it sounds like you're finding happiness.
Yes, actually, at the moment, yes, definitely.
But I bet, is it tough also just like, you know, some like friends and family, like do you feel like they're judging you guys or is it not at that point yet?
We've kept it a secret because it's not at that point yet.
Yeah, I feel you.
That is a fear for both of us, though.
Oh, I can only imagine. Some people get weird about that kind of stuff, but I think, you know, you can't worry about them.
Right.
Well, wishing you all the best, Jared. Thank you for
much
sharing
love,
that
man.
Story.
And sorry to hear about that.
Thank you.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
206-803-ROCK, that is our phone number. And the question we are asking, Rockaholics, what was the most ridiculous thing that a teacher has ever done? Complete the sentence. I can't believe my teacher did blank. The reason we ask is because there's a high school art teacher in Canada who's being accused by students and parents of selling off the artwork that's being done in class.
I would have never thought in a million years that a teacher would think to do something like that. You know, do you ever take an art class?
No.
You didn't?
No, I have no art skills at all. Yeah, I never took art.
They made us take an art class in high school.
Well, I was in band. Did that like count for that elective or something?
Maybe. Yeah, quite. No, it could be. I'm not positive, but I remember taking an art class, and yeah, we had to always do like these art projects. I never would have thought that the teacher would be like, okay, give me all the art projects, I'll grade them, and then put them online to sell. I mean, he's teaching them business, like he's an art broker.
I'm still, when I go to those like paint and wine nights,
yeah,
I'm like the most anxious person in the room because I, even when they're telling me how to paint, I still am so bad at art that I like panic over it.
You're that bad.
I'm the worst. I'm the first one done because I just panic my way through it and then I'm like, I got to get out of here.
But what do you care? It's just art. It's subjective, man.
But I'm always comparing myself to other people's art and I get very self-conscious about it.
Really? That bothers you that much?
I have no artistic vision, I guess.
So if we all like decided to do one of those art nights together. Which I would totally be down for. That'd be a blast. I've been wanting to do one with Tatum, like trying to find one with like the kids.
Oh yeah.
You would freak out.
I would be really uncomfortable. I'm just not very good at it.
Then we definitely need to do this.
You just want me to be uncomfortable.
And then I'm going to take your art and sell it.
Well, some of these pieces have sold for over $100.
What?
And is he not giving a kickback to any of the kids? Like, hey, I sold this. Here's $20.
Well, there were a couple of concerned parents who talked about their kids' work being sold online.
I'm extremely disgusted with this person. Unbelievable. It's the teacher asking for certain type of projects to be done to be able to, you know, sell them.
This is something that they did, that they put their heart and their soul in the artwork. You know, they get an A, a B, a C, or a D on it, but he's getting $118 in his pocket.
I mean, you're making money off of someone else's intellectual property.
It's completely messed up. I can't even believe this guy. You would think at least he could say, hey, would you like me to sell it? We could go 50-50 or something along those lines. Because, I mean, if I'm a kid and I did do some art and I found out that my art did sell, I'd be kind of pumped. I'm not saying what he did was right. Obviously, this guy's a douche.
Well, he's got a website up that has some of the titles of the works from the kids. Listen to this. Julia's Creepy Portrait. Charlotte's Creepy Portrait.
And these are named after the kids?
Yes.
Wow.
So I'm like, is he saying that the portrait itself is creepy or is he calling Charlotte creepy?
Yes.
Yes to both. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
I would imagine that maybe they had like a creepy art project.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not saying it's the right thing to do at all, but that is hilarious.
I mean, if it was something set up with the kids, to your point, I think that'd be nice. You know, we're making money for, you know, scholarships or whatever.
And as a parent, I would probably be thinking in a million years, I would never guess that my teacher for my kid is going to start selling the artwork.
Do you save the artwork that Tatum creates?
Yes. A lot of them. Not all of them. Sometimes. I mean, otherwise, you get a little overwhelming. And sometimes I'll be like, I'm saving this. My wife said, what are you going to do with it? And that's code for her saying it's never going to go up anywhere in our house. And I bring it here to work and I put it up in the office.
Have you tried selling it online yet?
I might start.
He might be onto something. Rockaholics, we are asking you, what is the most ridiculous thing that a teacher has ever done? 206-803-ROCK. Complete this sentence. I can't believe my teacher did blank.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, what was the most ridiculous thing that a teacher has ever done? Complete the sentence. I can't believe my teacher did blank. 206-803-ROCK. Aaron in North Bend, your teacher told the students he used to run guns for the CIA.
Whoa!
Yeah, we were in class one day, and... Just, he was putting a lesson plan together and telling everybody different stuff, trying to get us excited about, you know, science and learning, and then told us about how when he was younger that and he was he'd do things in other countries, different science, like exploration things, I don't know, that go to expeditions and whatever, but mm-hmm. it was the perfect cover, so he got approached by some government agents, and he started running guns for the CIA under the cover of science and whatever.
Well, you know what? He was right. That would get me interested in the class to listen to what this guy has to say. That's amazing.
But yeah, so I don't think a whole lot of people took a whole lot of stock in it. I'm sure some people, you know, for me, it was just, it was interesting, the gun portion of it. And, you know, I made jokes about it that he didn't really appreciate. But years later, me and some friends were sitting around and just having some drinks, talking about school and our favorite teachers. And I brought him up and we started reminiscing about those stories. And we decided to get online and see if we could find out anything. And then we started digging up different articles and finding things that verified that he actually did. And one of them was a picture. One of the articles we found was a picture of him at the airport in handcuffs with like federal agents being escorted off of a plane and being arrested, and that he got charged for running guns. And then he was like, yeah, but I was running guns for you.
Ended up
going to court and, you know, basically having to. Yeah, it's an interesting read. If I don't know if I should say his name online.
But dude, what a weird full circle moment that you're just hanging out with your homies. You're like, you know, we should research this and figure it out. And then it turns out, sure as this, he actually did do it.
I wonder if he was making more money running guns or teaching.
I think we could answer that question. Unfortunately,
Juan in Lakewood, you had a teacher that got arrested for picking up a prostitute.
Yeah, it was. It was a sting operation right there in Tucson. There's Tucson from Phoenix. What's up, Danny?
Hey!
I met up with a friend. This was years after high school.
Uh-huh.
And he was telling me, hey, that they were partying. And he said that, well, they ran out of party supplies. So they went down to the hot spot and were looking for drugs. And he said that, They got caught. They got picked up for buying drugs. So they took them to this little motel, and Mr. Williams was there. He kept saying, "Hey, Mr. Williams, why are you here? Hey, Mr. Williams, why are you here?" And the cop finally like, "Why are you calling Mr. Williams?" Because that's my high school. That's my high school teacher. He was my health ed teacher.
I was wondering what he was teaching you. Yeah.
And yeah, so they picked him up, took him, and they said because he was picking up power prostitute, and we would call him the pimp because he would always dress real nice and sharp. And
turns out he was the John. Mr. Willie.
That's awesome.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
imagine you walking in as that's all going on. You got to think that the teachers are like, oh crap, these are my students, and they're all like, Mr. Williams,
what are you doing here?
And the police guys are like, he's buying hookers.
Drama in Covington. You had a teacher give you detention and then called the police.
Uh-oh.
Hey, good morning, my beautiful friends, and happy Ric Flair Friday.
Woo!
What's up, Drama?
What's up, Mig? Hey, yeah, so it was my senior year. I was late for class. The teacher gave me detention and said I had to come in after school. I asked if I can come in the morning because I have football practice. Rule was, if you're late to practice, you don't practice. If you don't practice, you don't play in the game that week. It was my senior year, homecoming week. He was being unreasonable, wouldn't do it. We argued, and to the point where he's like, I don't care about your stupid game, blah, blah, blah. So I picked up the desk chair combo that they have in school, and I threw it at him.
Oh,
that's a very, very reasonable way to handle the situation, Drama.
Well, it definitely got his rapt attention.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good times.
And then they, called. Oh, you lost him. Oh, okay, I was going to say, that's crazy.
And then he called the police.
And then he called the police. Yeah, you can't do that. I remember at one time in high school, one of my classmates did the same thing. He didn't throw it at the teacher. He threw it at one of the other students. I was picking on him.
Oh.
Don't
bully.
We don't encourage that kind of behavior, but that kid never got picked on again.
I bet.
Yeah, no one was messing with a dude that's willing to throw a full-on, like he was saying, the desk-chair combo. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. We got a text message saying, at 206-803-ROCK, saying, I can't believe my teacher tried to fail me because I was left-handed. I took guitar class, and my teacher refused to teach me and one other left-handed student. She literally told us that left-handed people should just play guitar right-handed. When we brought in our own left-handed guitar, she said she would fail us both if we didn't play it right.
Wow.
So me and him went to the principal because we were feeling like this is a big deal. Luckily, we both got A's, and our principal was a huge Paul McCartney fan and laid into the teacher about left-handed guitarists and how she can't discriminate.
That's amazing.
That is funny. Many years ago, people looked at left-handed people like, I've shared this story. I don't know if I've ever told you this before. My grandfather, my mom's dad, I love him. Like, he was an incredible person, but this is one of those moments where you kind of do raise your eyebrow a little bit of how old school he was. He found out, you know, I'm a lefty. And he, in those days, it was like, if you were a lefty, you were like the spawn of Satan.
Ooh.
And so he wanted to make sure I was not going to grow up being a lefty. So when he would watch me, which was very often, when mom would leave, he'd grab a rope, tie my left hand, tie it to the back loop on my pants. So now my hand is like locked in, and it would force me all day to use my right hand.
Are you good at doing anything with your right hand these days, Steve? Whoa.
Well, I do everything with my right hand except for write and eat. I play drums.
Else. Brush your teeth?
Now I got to think about it. Lefty, yeah.
Okay.
But certain things I still do lefty, and that's
wild.
But yeah, like I play hockey righty style, drums righty style, bowl righty, baseball. Everything I do righty style, and I think a lot of it had to do with months and months of this, what he thought he was doing the right thing. Mom, when she found out, not too happy with Dad, let's just say. She was very upset with my grandpa.
Well, I really want to talk to John in Lakewood.
Okay.
Because this is bananas. And as a farm girl, I'm very curious to know this story. You watched a teacher castrate a sheep with her teeth?
Yes, ma'am.
What?
So, it was my sophomore year of high school. I was in, at class, and it was castration day for all the sheep. And so she, started off doing all the other sheep, the normal way. She's showing all the different ways that they could castrate, and she had two guys holding the sheep. She slit the sacks, popped them out, and bit them off. Every single one of us guys that were in there, you should have seen us. We all had our legs crossed and grabbing the family jewels.
This teacher likes to party.
Seared into our, oh, dear. No one ever looked at that lady again, same again.
Did anyone question this method?
No, it's called teething. A teething or something like that. As far as castration goes,
you usually give someone a pacifier when they're teething. Wait, real quick, John, what town did this happen in?
This was Escondido, California.
Ah, I know Escondido, the home of stone brewing.
Oh, yeah.
And castration.
Thanks, John. And castration day at the school. That is the wildest thing I've ever heard.
That's the day I call in sick.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I don't do any castrations at my hobby farm. We call in the professionals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You call in that teacher.
Call in that teacher. She just nibbles it right off.
That would be the moment where I'm like, we are not messing with this teacher ever.
That was our power move.
Right?
Without question.
Assert dominance.
Oh.
The Daily Migs Show.